Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Money on the Sidewalk.
Money on the sidewalk.
Money on the sidewalk.
I'm TJ. My job is to walk around the city and look for kids with knowledge. I ask them questions and I give away cash for right answers. It's real money and we're on the real sidewalk. That's why we call this podcast Money on the Sidewalk. Your job is to play along and see how much stuff you know, too. Today's episode is called The World is Your Sandwich.
The world is your sandwich.
It's an entire episode about sandwiches, the greatest lunch invention ever. So here I am walking around the city looking for kids with sandwich wisdom, and I think I just found one. Hello, what's your name?
Katie.
Okay, Katie. We took a survey asking a whole bunch of kids in America what their favorite sandwich is. What do you think was the number one most popular sandwich?
I was thinking maybe peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, you're right. You win 10 dimes in a hot dog bun. Hello there, Derek.
Hi.
Derek, we asked American kids what their favorite sandwich is. What do you think the number one answer was?
Prime peanut butter and jelly.
Oh man, peanut butter and jelly is correct. Congratulations. You win 10 dimes in a hot dog bun. How did you know that was the correct answer?
Because we always have it at my house, and like I've seen a lot of people eat it.
Okay, next contestant. What do you think is the most popular sandwich among American kids?
Peanut butter and jelly.
You're right. You win a correct sandwich and 10 dimes and a hot dog bun. Woohoo! Okay, who else can we quiz here? What do you think is the most popular sandwich among American kids?
PB&J.
Oh, that is so correct. You win 10 dimes in a hot dog bun. I'm just curious, do you like PB&J, as personally speaking?
I eat all day.
Ooh, dang, that's a lot of sandwiches. Hey, how about you? Most popular sandwiches among American kids, what do you think?
Grilled cheese.
Oh, no, so close. Except not really close at all. It's actually peanut butter and jelly.
I'm allergic to peanuts, so I can't really.
That makes sense. You know, PB&J is not on your sandwich radar.
I don't really eat sandwiches that much.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry to hear that, because sandwiches, they rule. Okay, our next Money on the Sidewalk game is called Cheese or Board Game.
Cheese or Board Game.
Hello, what's your name?
Devin.
All right, Devin, are you ready to play Money on the Sidewalk?
Yes.
Great. So here's how it works. I'm going to rattle off some names, and for each one, you're going to tell me if it's cheese or a board game. You need to know the difference, because if you want cheese on your sandwich but use a board game instead, it tastes really, really bad. So get 5 or more correct, and you win a fabulous cash prize. Okay, here we go. Is this cheese or a board game? Asiago.
Cheese.
You know it. Cheese or board game Yahtzee.
Oh, I played this before. It's a board game.
It is! I thought you were going to say, I played this before. It's a cheese.
It's a cheese indeed.
You are killing it, Devin. You ready? Next one. Gouda.
Cheese.
Correct!
I have it on sometimes my spaghetti.
Oh, really? Well, I'll have to try that next time. Next one for you, Devin. Mancala.
Cheese.
No.
It is a board game, Dev, but it does sound like a cheese, so you've got three right so far. We're looking for two more. Roquefort, cheese, or board game?
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, Devin, you're back. Full force, full cheese. Agricola, cheese, or board game?
Board game.
Nailed it. Okay, Stratego, cheese or board game?
That sounds like a cheese.
It does sound like a cheese, but it looks like a board game. All right, here we go. How about Manchego?
Cheese.
Correct. All right, Dev, let's bring it on home. Last one. Cheese or board game? Eat 'em.
Board game.
It is a cheese. But you know what? It doesn't matter because you already got five corrects. So, Devin, you win $2 between two slices of bread.
Yay.
Well done. I am very impressed. Let's try to give away more money on the sidewalk, shall we? Our next game is called Sandwiches of the World.
Sandwiches of the World.
And I've got my new friend Derek here to play. All right, Derek. For this game, I'll name a country, and then I'll name three different sandwiches. You tell me which of those sandwiches comes from that country. Are you with me?
Yep.
Great. Then let's do this! First country, Vietnam. Which sandwich comes from Vietnam, Derek? The eggplant parmesan, the banh mi, or the lobster roll?
Banh mi.
Yes, you are right! Next country, Mexico. What kind of sandwich is from Mexico? The Vegemite sandwich, the Sloppy Joe, or the Torta?
Torta.
Oh, nice! Right again. All right, Derek, you know your global lunch. Okay, last one for you. England. Tell me which sandwich comes from England. Is it the Cubano, the cucumber tea sandwich, or the muffaletta?
Cucumber tea.
Spot on, that's correct. You got all three right, so you win 10 dimes and a hot dog bun. We do not suggest that you eat the dimes. Okay, we're moving on. We're finding more kids, and we're getting ready to play a little game I call Movie Sandwiches.
Movie Sandwiches.
I'm here with Katie, and she's ready to try and win some cash money. Do you like watching movies, Katie?
Yeah.
Do you like sandwiches, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're in luck because this game has a little bit of both. I'm going to add various breads to movie titles, and your challenge is to tell me the real movie title, okay?
Okay. I think I saw enough movies.
I hope so, because if you get five or more right, you're gonna win $1 between two slices of bread.
Okay.
Great. Your first movie sandwich, get ready, How to Train Your Toast.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes, you got it. Next one. Ralph Breaks the Kaiser Roll.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. I saw that movie at Lexi's house.
Right again. You know what? Thank Lexi next time you see her. How about The Wizard of Rye?
The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Great job. Next one I got for you is Beauty and the Bagel.
It kind of rhymes with like Beauty and the Beast.
Correct! How about Snow White and the Seven Sourdoughs?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes! You are knocking it out of the park, Katie! Here's your next one. Mary Pumpernickel Returns.
Mary Poppins Returns. That's one of my mom's favorites.
Nice! You're making your mom proud. One last delicious movie sandwich, Katie. Guardians of the Focaccia.
I don't know that one.
Ooh, It was Guardians of the Galaxy. But that doesn't matter because you got more than five correct, so you win! And here's your prize, $1 between two slices of bread. Thanks for playing, Katie. Okay, I've got two sisters here named Gabby and Kylie, and they're going to play a game called PB and what?
PB and what?
You know what PB and J stands for, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. What does it stand for?
Peanut butter and jelly.
It does indeed. Now, for this game, I'm going to name other sandwiches with initials, and you'll take turns guessing what the initials stand for. So I'll give you an example. If I say PB and S is peanut butter and that white stuff that falls from the sky, you'd say peanut butter and...
snow.
Great job, Kylie. You got this, Gabby?
No.
Oh, okay, great. I think you're going to pick it up as we go along. So we'll have Kylie go first. Okay, Kylie. PB and L is peanut butter and the greens you get in a salad.
Peanut butter and lettuce.
That's right. PB and L is peanut butter and lettuce. A healthy sandwich. Gabby, you're going to give it a try. You ready? PB and BG is peanut butter and that stuff that you chew and blow bubbles with.
Peanut butter and bubblegum.
Great job. See, you got this. All right, Kylie, next one for you. PB and IC is peanut butter and the dairy dessert you get on a cone.
Peanut butter and ice cream.
Yes! Another point for Kylie. Okay, Gabby, PB and DF is peanut butter and the stuff you feed your Labrador Retriever if you have one.
Peanut butter and dog food.
Correct! And also disgusting. Kylie, your next one is PB and S. Peanut butter and that stuff at the beach that you make castles with.
Peanut butter and sand.
Boom! Another correct answer from Kylie. That's a crunchy sandwich. Gabby, PB and E is peanut butter and the power source that keeps the lights on in your bedroom.
Peanut butter and electricity.
Yes, Kylie, correct! Shocking that you knew that. PB and D is peanut butter and those dotted cubes that you roll when you're playing Monopoly.
Peanut butter and dice.
Correct! You two are neck and neck right now. This is, might be a tie game. Gabby, you've gotten them all right so far, so how are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah, you should be. You should be feeling good. Your last one is PB and H. It's peanut butter and that gas that's lighter than air that makes balloons float.
Peanut butter and helium.
Yes, peanut butter and helium. Correct. Kylie and Gabby got every question right, so you'll each get a dollar between two slices of bread. I love giving away money on the sidewalk. Our theme today is sandwiches, and I'm amazed at the sandwich knowledge I'm finding out here. But some important sandwich questions don't have a clear-cut answer. Questions like, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Some say yes, some say no. Avery, what do you think is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah, I think it's a sandwich because, like, you can rip the bottom and it just becomes a really long sandwich, like a sub or something like that.
Oh, okay, Camille, what do you think?
Yeah. You know, like, at Subway, they have really long ones, and, like, there's, like, meat. That's technically a hot dog.
That is an excellent point. So, if a sub is a sandwich, then a hot dog should be one, too. All right, Derek, what do you think? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I don't think so.
Okay, how come?
Because, like, sandwiches, you can put, like, different things on it. Like, you can choose anything but a hot dog. You can't choose anything different from a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Interesting, interesting. So the fact that it's one specific kind of meat makes it not a sandwich?
Yeah.
All right. Katie, is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's not a sandwich.
Why?
I don't think it is. Because the bun is a different shape.
Oh, okay, good. Bread shape is a deal breaker for you. All right. Devin, I see that you're shaking your head. So you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
It comes in a bun, doesn't it? So it's considered a sandwich.
Okay, you know, that sounds logical.
It's opinions.
It's all just opinions. All right, thank you so much for your opinions, everyone. You all get 10 dimes in a hot dog bun. Final thoughts on hot dogs, anyone?
They're good.
They are delicious. Our next two Money on the Sidewalk players are Riley and Georgia. Where are you two from?
Australia.
Whoa, Australia, the land down under. That is awesome. Well, maybe you'll go home with some delicious U.S. cash because you're about to play a game called Mustard Race.
Mustard Race.
Since I love mustard on my sandwiches, I want to know which of you is the fastest mustard squeezer. So each of you get a squeeze bottle of yellow mustard and a cup, and your job, when I say go, is to empty those bottles as fast as you can into the cups. Okay, are you ready? Are you set? Go! Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Riley, you're squeezing it so hard. You're going, you're going, you're going. Georgia, it looks like you've got a little trippage there, much like when I eat food. Okay, you're doing great. You guys are doing great. Go, go, go. Riley's in the lead. This is still anyone's mustard race.
I didn't like Chelsea, so he might win.
Keep going. Well, yeah, wow, that is a lot of mustard, you guys. Okay, keep going. 8, 7, 6. Georgia, you got this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And put those mustard bottles down. Put them down. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, okay, Riley, you are the winner. Riley, how does it feel? Tell me, how do you feel right now?
Hot.
Okay, feels hard. Okay, now how much would I have to pay you to drink all of this mustard right now?
$20.
You would drink this whole thing for $20? That's it?
$100.
Okay, well, I don't want to watch anyone drink mustard, but Riley, you did win the mustard race, so you do win $1 in a hot dog bun. Congratulations. Take that home with you.
I feel my hands shaking.
Yeah, that was quite a workout, Georgia. We just have time for our last Money on the Sidewalk game, and this one's gonna be a real tongue twister.
Tongue twister.
I'm here with Benjamin, Zach, Matan, Charlie, Gustavo, and Danielle. Do any of you know what a fluffernutter is?
Kind of like marshmallow and peanut butters.
Yes, exactly. So it's a sandwich made of marshmallow fluff and peanut butter. And if you make a double-decker fluffernutter, it's a sandwich and a tongue twister. So that's your challenge. You have to say double-decker fluffernutter as many times in a row as you can. Whoever says it the most times without messing up wins today's prize, $2 wrapped in a tortilla. So, I got a bunch of players here, and Benjamin is going first. Ready, set, a twist.
Double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter.
Oh, okay, you said it 4 times for messing up, but that was great. That was excellent. Up next is Zach. Ready? Go.
Double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker flutternutter.
No. Ooh, a flutternutter knockout. Now it's Gustavo's turn. Go, Gustavo.
Double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double-decker fluffernutter, double...
Oh, 4 before you fell. Nice. Okay, Charlie, you are up next. And go.
Double-decker fluffernutter. Double-decker fluffernutter. Double-decker fluffernutter. Double-decker fluffernutter. 2.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure that was 3. Okay, actually, but oh well. Next comes Matan. Go, Matan.
Double-decker fluffernutter, 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 double-decker fluffernutter. No!
Whoa! Matan, that's incredible! You said it 12 times before messing up. That's going to be double hard to beat. But we have one more challenger to come. So, Danielle, I need you to do your best. Ready? Go.
Double-necker.
Okay. That means Matan is the winner. He gets $2 wrapped in a tortilla, and if you want to use that tortilla to make a fluffernutter, go right ahead. Thanks for showing off your tongue-twisting skills on Money on the Sidewalk. And thanks to everyone who played, including you. Did you know a lot of sandwich stuff? I bet you slayed it. Unless you said a hot dog was not a sandwich, because it totally is. I'm TJ. See you next time. And remember to keep your eyes open, because you never know when you might come across Money on the Sidewalk.
Money on the Sidewalk.
Hey, listener. Did you know that there's tons of other great shows over at Pinna? You can subscribe to get unlimited access to thousands of podcast episodes, audiobooks, and music just for us. Head over to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.FM to learn more.